Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Socceroos coach Tony Popovich's squad have experienced their first defeat of the FIFA World Cup 2026 today, losing 2-0 to the USA. Now the United States held off Australia in Seattle after getting two goals on the scoreboard in their first half. Despite their best efforts in the second half, aided by Nestori Irrenkunda, Connor Metcalf and Christian Volpato, it just wasn't enough. In this episode, we'll take a deeper dive into Popovich's first half player selection and find out what lies ahead of Australia's match against Paraguay. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we take you through the stories on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
And the need to go at the USA. If you're going to lose, you know, that's fine, but you've got to lose at least, having a go, having some attack, taking a little bit more risk. You know, it was a risk-averse first half and it cost us.
That's former Socceroo and broadcasting legend Craig Foster. So I spoke to him at halftime of the USA versus Australia match earlier today when Socceroos coach Tony Popovich's squad were losing 2-0 to the USA at their second FIFA World Cup match in Seattle.
Unfortunately, it was a brilliant first half from USA, similar to their first game against Paraguay. You know, they're very, very strong at home. We knew that from the October game when they beat us. But they had a near-perfect half, whereas for Australia, it all went wrong. And so there's a very, very big task ahead from the coaching staff to change this. Change the mentality. It was a little bit tepid in the first half, you know, losing balls. The pressure from the US team on every Socceroo defender when they had the ball, and particularly midfield, was just too high. We couldn't get out of it, people losing the ball. And the result was that we conceded two. It could have been more, actually. But Popovich would have been probably happy to be 2-0 at halftime.
Sadly, the first goal was an own goal by Australia's defender Cam Burgess. And the second goal was by Alex Freeman from the US at the 43rd minute, after it was checked by a video assistant referee, or better known as VAR system, for offside.
A training ground move, and a deflection is wicked. It's in for the US, but the flag is up. It won't count. It won't count on Alex Freeman.
And we'll see here. I think he's just offside. Or was he not?
The goal will count for the United States.
And for those of you wondering what an own goal is, it's basically when a player accidentally scores against their own team, giving a point to the opposition. And just to explain what the offside rule means as well, in simple terms, it exists to prevent attackers from waiting near the goal for an easy score. So a player is only offside if they are in the opponent's half of the pitch and ahead of the ball and the second last defender. And of course, that defender doesn't include the team's goalkeeper. So coming back to the game, there was one thing that really wasn't clear to me. I asked Craig Foster what his thoughts were on Popovich's decision of keeping Nestori Irrenkunda on the bench for the first half of the game. And this was his response.
I'm not sure why Popper kept Irrenkunda on the bench, given that he was so brilliant in the first game. And the importance of the game against Turkey was we went 1-0 up instead of 1-0 down. Critical when you have a defensive style of play. So, you know, I think that decision has probably cost him. He's come on now in the second half to try and chase the game again. That's the most difficult position to be in. Against Switzerland and Mexico in our warm-up games, we try to do the same thing. Very, very tough, but not impossible. We'll get a couple of chances in the second half and we really desperately need to take them. If we take one and start to put some pressure on them and get some confidence, which we're going to need for the third game anyway, then, it can be turned around, definitely. But it's great to see a little bit more speed on the field.
The Socceroos had an incredible start last week, winning their match against Turkey by 2-0 in Canada. Before the match today, my SBS colleague Ben Lewis spoke to both Australian and USA fans on the ground, who were cheering on in gold and green outside the stadium.
Do you think Seattle was prepared for what the Australian fans bring?
I honestly don't think so. A lot of my teammates are American and I don't think they were prepared for this. But, I mean, you see it, you hear it, it's really fun.
Thank you. And back home, Australia's fans have been watching closely at pubs and multiple other watch parties, including at Federation Square in Melbourne and Tumbalong Park in Sydney. Craig Foster paints the scene at this morning's watch party in Melbourne.
Many, many thousands of people here at Fed Square at already 3:30 in the morning. Big lines outside. There's been a great atmosphere here. Of course, when Australia concede, it becomes very quiet. It's not the joyous atmosphere we saw against Turkey, but that's World Cup football. You know, you can't always win every game. But they're here. They're here in the rain and they're here in the cold, supporting in their thousands, and they've been absolutely brilliant. They're still here, they're staying, they're going to stay the full 90 minutes.
But the live sites have also been chaotic. In Melbourne, earlier today, 14 flares and one firework were set off at Federation Square prior to the match kicking off, which resulted in two people being arrested. And in New South Wales, police say two 20-year-olds have also been arrested for setting off flares at the Darling Harbour site. And New South Wales ambulance later took one man to the hospital after he was hit in the face by a flare. Meanwhile, there's been lots of questions asked about the selections for this game. Ben Lewis again after the match speaking to US and Australian fans on the ground.
You know, to be honest, I was surprised that your number 17 didn't start.
Yeah.
And so we came out strong really quick. We scored an early goal. We kind of set them back. They came back a little bit, but you know, we settled in and we got our second.
US manager Mauricio Pochettino spoke after the match, saying he hopes one of the best players in the world, his attacker Christian Pulisic, who didn't play today due to an injury, would recover as soon as possible.
Always difficult because we want to have all the players, no? Fit. He's an important player for us, Christian. But that is a team, and it wasn't possible today for him to play. We hope that next game will be available, but if we want to win the competition, we need the whole team, no? And all the players need to be important. But of course, Christian is one of the best players in the world. And hope that he can recover as soon as possible and can enjoy on the pitch and helping the team.
Speaking after the match, Popovic said every game is different and that Socceroos started slowly in their US match.
I don't know if it was the occasion, but we looked sluggish, heavy-legged. They were quicker, they were more powerful. They won every duel, they won every second ball, and when you do that, it makes it very difficult to gain any momentum. And then we conceded two soft goals, but I thought the reaction second half was outstanding.
But he says it was an outstanding second half.
There's a lot of players here for the first time without that experience, but you have to also look at the reaction. The reaction was very good. We did very well in the second half. We created opportunities. We were very aggressive. We won all the duels in the second half. So when you do that, you have a chance. So that's something to build on for the next match.
Another notable moment from the match today was when referee Felix Weyer suddenly suffered a cramp at the 93rd minute on extra time. In the coming days, he may constantly be reminded of what happened. But it's a slightly different story for Australians, who remain hopeful of what is still to come.
Look, you know, it was a tough game. They were bloody strong, the USA. We couldn't handle it, unfortunately. We were hoping for better. But we've still got Paraguay. We'll take it as an aberration. We'll put that out of the way. Paraguay 2-0, we'll win 2-0 Paraguay.
Now, a win or draw against the US would have put Australia in a good position today to top Group D with a game to spare. Australia's next match will be against Paraguay on the 26th of June at 12 noon Australian Eastern Standard Time. And the outcome of that game could decide the top two of Group D. And Australia's captain Harry Suter says they can still progress.
We had opportunities to score, we had chances. But, you know, I could say a lot of things that I don't want to say. Just because it's so raw. But I'll have to watch the game back before I comment properly on it.
Popovic has a similar attitude.
We've got to accept what happened today, and I'm really delighted with the second half, to be honest, with all the players that came on and the players that could react, that didn't have a good first half. It's a World Cup. We move on to Paraguay and we'll work hard to be ready for that.
To catch up on the latest games today with Scotland versus Morocco, Brazil versus Haiti, and Turkey versus Paraguay today, head on to SBS On Demand. I'll be back with you tomorrow with the updates on Netherlands versus Sweden, Germany and Ivory Coast, Ecuador and Curaçao, and Tunisia against Japan. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. For the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.